Beginning Sunday, lifeguards no longer on duty at municipal beaches. The City of Greater Sudbury is announcing that lifeguard supervision ends at 7 municipal beaches this Sunday, August 22. Use of the beaches after this date is at one's own risk. You can read all the details here. Friday's heat, not a record, but featured a scorching Humidex environment. Canada registered a 30.6 degree temperature in Greater Sudbury on Friday, August 20, almost but not quite beating the record for highest temperature. On August 20, 1976, Sudbury saw a sweltering 31.1 degrees. The record for August 21 was set in 1974, with 30.6. But if you feel like that temperature doesn't express just how hot it was in Sudbury on Friday, and how hot it is shaping to be this weekend, then look to the Humidex, which hit 37. To read more about Humidex and the other records, click here. East Algoma OPP investigating ATV fatality shortly after 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, August 21. Members from the East Algoma Detachment of the OPP and members from the Algoma Paramedic Services responded to a collision involving an all-terrain vehicle, ATV, on Carpenter Lake Road, Carpenter Lake, approximately 48 kilometers north of the town of Bruce Mines. Their investigation revealed that an ATV was northbound on Carpenter Lake Road when it left the roadway, entered a ditch and collided with a tree. The 71-year-old driver, Alan McDonald of Sault Ste. Marie, was pronounced deceased at the scene. Ontario reports 722 COVID cases. Sunday, Public Health Ontario reported 722 new COVID cases today, August 22. The latest update noted 391 recoveries and 2 deaths. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 559,512 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 545,070 recoveries and 9,453 deaths. For more up-to-date information, click here. OLE vaccination policy expanded to include fans with training camps on the horizon. The Ontario Hockey League has announced additional health and safety protocols in advance of the new season. On Friday afternoon, the league released an expanded vaccination policy that will kick in when the regular season opens on October 7. The policy now covers all spectators and other attendees at all OLE events, including games and practices. Those wishing to gain access to OLE facilities of the 17 Ontario-based teams will be required to provide proof of full vaccination against COVID-19 and follow any other safety protocols while in the facility, the league statement said. Children under the age of 12 will be required to be accompanied and supervised by a fully vaccinated adult and will be required to follow all safety protocols. For the full story, click here. Zallin. Measles, mumps and diphtheria vaccines mandatory for schools. Why not COVID vaccines? In Dr. Zallin's latest column, he said province's failure to make COVID vaccines mandatory for students over 12 a glaring omission. You can read the full story here. Local group hosting debate on seniors issues for federal election candidates August 31. Two local seniors organizations are hosting an election debate on issues important to older people on August 31. The local chapter of CARP, Canadian Association of Retired Persons, and Friendly to Seniors, Sudbury has invited the major party candidates from both the Sudbury and Nickel Belt ridings. The event is slated for Tuesday, August 31 at Royal Canadian Legion Branch 76 in Minnow Lake at 2 p.m. Sudbury.com Community Editor Mark Gentile is moderating. You can find all the details here.